And 6:06, it is clear already, 83 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 101 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The Tulsa Central Library at 4th and Denver closed early yesterday. Tulsa Library CEO Gary Schaefer explains why.
A customer came forward and unfortunately correctly identified a bed bug on the chair that he was sitting in. And additionally, he was bitten, and it looked kind of like a mosquito bite.
The chair was removed from the library building, and Schaefer says the library was closed as a precaution. An exterminator is going over the building top to bottom. We will go in depth with Schaefer coming up at 7:35 this morning here on KWGS. A large part of Tulsa is being called a food desert. Portions of North and West Tulsa are miles from a supermarket. Katie Palaki is with the Tulsa Food Security Council, and she says the distance and the lack of quick mass transit is impacting Tulsa's health.
They're related to health and learning problems that are endemic in low-income areas. This includes child obesity, juvenile diabetes, heart disease, which we're also 49th in the nation, depression and life expectancy just here within our city of Tulsa.
She says people tend to buy what is available rather than what they would like to buy. A large section of North Tulsa has only 4 supermarkets and some of the worst life expectancy in the state. A court date is set for later this morning for 2 suspects in the Good Friday shooting spree in Tulsa.
19-year-old Jake England and 33-year-old Alvin Watts face murder and hate crimes charges stemming from the Good Friday shootings that killed 3 people and wounded 2 others. The preliminary hearing is scheduled to start this morning in Tulsa District Court. The victims are all black. England identifies himself as Cherokee Indian and Watts as white. Prosecutors claim the random shootings were racially motivated in revenge for the murder of England's father. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Somebody knows something. Tulsa police are urging anyone with information about Saturday's double homicide at the Best Buy store to please come forward.
This individual shooter, we really need to get this individual off the street. And what we need cooperation. We have a few tips, but nothing solid that points us in the direction that we need to go.
Officer Leland Ashley says detectives believe the intended target, Scott Norman, was killed in retaliation for a gang-related murder a couple of years ago. Ashley says the second victim, Graydon Wesley Brown, was an innocent bystander hit by a stray bullet. Trouble in Mounds. The police chief and the assistant chief stand accused this morning of taking cash from a purse that had been turned into the department as evidence. The Tulsa School District partners with the Tulsa Community Action Project for a federal grant. The grant would go to help students in the Kendall Whittier and Eugene Fields school districts. Tulsa School Superintendent Dr. Keith Ballard says the goal is not to highlight these schools above all others.
They're all important. They're all areas of need for the district, and this just provides us with an opportunity to enhance the work that is done.
They are hoping to secure a $7 million grant from the federal government's Promised Neighborhoods program. Firefighters from 5 different companies, including Tulsa, do battle with a large grass fire yesterday evening. About 50 acres were burned near Highway 412 and the Creek Turnpike. Officials fear it may have been set. Our weather forecast: an excessive heat watch, otherwise sunny and hot. A high of 101, muggy tonight, 77 for a low. Tomorrow, sizzling sunshine and a high of 103. National Weather Service radar this morning is all clear. Now, at 6:10, it is clear and 83. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.